The Richmond Theatre Critics Circle.
Curtain Call.
A discussion of all things theatre with Richmond critics and occasional guests.
Welcome to Curtain Call, Act 6, Scene 6. On the last Curtain Call, I chatted with Steve Kohler at Swift Creek Mill about their August flood and the recovery efforts. This show focuses on yet another theater that suffered a setback, even worse, the complete loss of their home. Chamberlain Actors Theater has been in the community center on North Wilkinson Road for a staggering 56 years, but a combination of COVID and lease discussions led to their current situation. I Zoomed with Charles Wax, president of the CAT board, in early October to talk about what this means for the future of the theater. Let's back up a little bit and look at a little bit of the history of what has happened. How have you lost the lease?
I think everybody knows this, but for any who don't know, a couple of years ago, Chamberlain Actors Theater was looking at closing down permanently, going dark. Part of the issue was working out a lease with the landlords, but also just in terms of where we were financially. And then we actually talked, I believe, I want to say it was spring of this year, and we were in a much better place financially. We've been in the black two seasons, and I'd actually been in talks with Phil Whiteway over at Virginia Rep, who had been working with us on to help out with the financials and with the sublease to say, okay, I think we're ready to take this back over now. Fast forwarding 2 years forward to May of this year, I got in touch with Phil and said, okay, I think we're ready to take back over. And then October became November, November became January. And just as we continued to examine it, we knew we weren't going to be in a position where we could open fully. And if we were to open, we were very concerned, not just of the overall safety, but also there's also the perception of safety as well. So that meant that we had to look at not just where we were financially at the time, but we had to look at where we were going to be a year and a half out, 2 years out. And we knew that if we continue to pay the rent as well as all of our other expenses and potentially not have anywhere near a full house until halfway into 2021, that wasn't going to be financially feasible. We were going to end up right back where we were 2 years ago and be in the hole financially. We discussed it as a board and we were like, "This, we can't do this responsibly and stay in this building." So we went back and forth pretty much throughout the month of August with the NHCA.
Let me interrupt you real quickly. NHCA, you want to tell us what that stands for?
It is the North Henrico Civic Association.
Right. Okay.
They were very kind about, yes, we can, you know, defer the payments, but the time frame in which they wanted the repayment to be done wasn't financially feasible for us. And once we, you know, hit the end of August, we were at the point where the new lease was set to begin if we were going to sign a new lease. We had been discussing the possibility that, you know, our future might not be in that building for a while. After that first possible closure 2 years ago, we had taken about a year to do research into, you know, where are our patrons coming from? What are our patrons looking for? Where are artists coming from? What are our artists looking for? And one of the things that was identified time and again was that there were certain aspects of the building that were not the best. So taking that into account, plus the situation with the negotiations with the lease, we took a vote and we voted that it was time to go ahead and withdraw and find a new place.
So where is the search at this point and what are y'all thinking?
We are way early in the process. We had a board meeting this past Monday and we started talking about some of the ideas. We know that size-wise, we want to stick close to where we are right now. Sure. If not just a little bit smaller, so something on the order of, say, a firehouse or something like that. I believe their house is around 100 seats or so, whereas Chamberlain, right, you know, could hold up to 150. Right now, we're not in a terrible hurry just because
can't do a show anyway.
Right now, so there's no sense in, just like there was no sense in paying rent at a place that we couldn't really use for 6 months. At least that gives us a little bit of lead time to start looking. It would be nice to stick around the area, but we're not limited by it. We could move further into the Richmond city limits. Really does depend on so many different factors, such as grants and other opportunities that may exist in certain locations. We fully expect that process to go for, I would say, 6 months to a year.
Any discussion with Quill or Fifth Wall? Because, you know, they're both gypsy companies too now.
I've spoken a little bit with some folks over at Quill just casually, not since the actual vote came down about a month ago. For those who don't know, I teach theater as my day job. And the Virginia SOLs, I looked them up when I first started teaching 20 years ago. And one of the SOLs was, name the two basic parts of theater. And, you know, I started asking my colleagues, like, okay, what are we talking about? Are we talking about, you know?
I'm sorry, what are we talking about?
I'm a theater education graduate. And I was like, what's the what are the two basic parts of theater? You know, you're talking about the stage and the house, or you're talking about the act one, act two, and ultimately
Comedy, tragedy.
Came to the agreement. Yeah, we came to the agreement that it's the actor and the audience. You know, one can't exist without the other. So as long as we can have those two things, we can still produce.
How is the board feeling? Are you feeling positive that you're going to keep Cat alive? Just don't know where?
It's like any change. There's great danger and great opportunity as well. And opportunity was one of the things that came up at the board meeting where we finally made the vote to decide to leave. So there's certainly a great amount of sadness at leaving that behind. But the funny thing about memories is you leave them behind at a building, but they also come with us. So you better believe wherever we end up, we're going to have a big old display that includes our history of the building there. Because while there are definitely difficulties to the building, there was a lot that we loved about being there as well. And, you know, we do believe that this is the best for the best we can hope for. I think the dogs may disagree. I'm not sure, but they're going off about something. But
yeah,
you mentioned Swift Creek. And as we were moving out of the building, of course, after 56 years, you build up a lot of material. And sometimes you have to go Marie Kondo on it. So one of the benefits was that some folks from Swift Creek were able to come and use some of the raw material, some of the lumber that we weren't going to be keeping around anymore. And hopefully a little bit of Cat is going to cross-pollinate and help rebuild over at Swift Creek as well.
That's great. That's what the community is all about.
Yeah.
Anyone who wants to get updates or any information or even contribute is cattheater.com. And that's theater spelled the proper way, T-H-R-E.
Yes.
T-E-R.
With the R-E for the art form. Yeah. And that kind of dovetails it back to the conversation because it's Cat Theater with an R-E, not about the building, the E-R. It's about the productions and the group and the actors and the audience.
Well, good luck with that, Charles. It's been great to talk to you.
All right, thank you.
That was Charles Wax, president of CAT. As of this recording, there have been no further developments. On the next Curtain Call, we'll be taking a look at the live and online offerings that some of our theaters are planning to brighten up the holidays. This is Jerry Williams from Zifter. Have a good Thanksgiving, and we'll see you in December.
For extended podcasts and complete reviews, visit the Richmond Theatre Critics Circle website at artseast.org.